Why is Christmas important? In fact, what should we even be doing or not doing for Christmas? That's the topic on Parenting Today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. We're close to the big day of Christmas. It always creeps up on us in a way, but then other ways, there's so much time to enjoy the chaos that happens.
Enjoy the chaos.
Especially when you have kids in the house.
I was going to say, spoken like a mom right there.
Yes. Oh no, all the gifts and the, you know, you want to make Christmas memorable so when your kids grow up, they have great memories. So.
Well, that's the question. What part of the memory do we want them to have? Mm. That's the whole thought.
Good question.
We've got some time before Christmas to kind of sit down as couples or individuals or parents, whatever, and retalk, why do we celebrate this? Is it really to help the stores be in the black by the end of the year? What are we doing here? And where do we go for the right answers? Because in so many ways, we've conformed to the pattern of this culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to be a controversial week. We're going to hit some buzzes that are opinions, and people are going to disagree, and that's okay. We need to give each other permission to disagree on some issues. But what is this Christmas thing all about? There is the thought on some radical fringe that we just shut it down altogether. It's like any other day. Let's just have a birthday cake for Jesus, move on. And then there's the thought on the other end, let's just celebrate it like the world does. There are children. Kids will be kids, and we need to give them a great childhood, whatever all that means. What is it for us? And everyone has to decide this according to themselves. What do we want our children to come out of Christmas with? Not necessarily this Christmas, but two decades of Christmas in my home. What does it mean? What does Christmas mean? And what is the Christmas experience we want them to have?
Now, usually in our celebrations, we celebrate, you know, we say this Christmas story. I think the kids do learn the Christmas story, but they're also overwhelmed by so much going on in the culture. I mean, really, our entire American culture and worldwide culture, especially in the Western world, we just go nuts over this holiday. And in some part, I think it's healthy for us to go nuts about something. Obviously, we want it focused on Christ, and our kids know the Christmas story, but I don't think it's bad to accompany it with a lot of celebration and all the tinsel and bells and all the other stuff that we talk about.
Wow, you're going for it, aren't you? That's awesome. I think there's balance. And each of us are going to find a different balance at Christmas. I think it's a time, kids are out of school, and if you're homeschooled, you can lighten up a little bit. And it's a time when we don't have sports programs, and it's a time when all of a sudden we can be family and develop some family traditions. And, you know, I'm married to a lady who's very ethnic, so she has her ethnic stuff during the holidays. But I think we need to get some more balance, not just holidays. They need to be holy days. We need to not use that contraction to define this from holy day to holiday. I also think we have allowed ourselves out of guilt, out of whatever, become extremely materialistic. I think the January buzz back at school will be the phrase, what'd you get?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we're not careful, we are telling our children Christmas is all about the big get. And there's all about this. I want this. I want that. I'll be happy if I have more things. And so I really do think we want to decide, first of all, philosophically and spiritually, what do we want from this Christmas? And there's a couple of things I want, and there's a couple of things I don't want. From this Christmas, I want to slam home the greatest gift ever given. I don't want to just wait and let the pastor do it or the Christmas pageant do it. And the month of December is a great time to start going through the beginnings of each of the Gospels and really telling the birth of Jesus, and that's what it is. It's the unwrapping of the mystery.
Mm.
Christmas is the unwrapping of the gift. And it comes in strange paper. It comes in a baby. I do remember Pastor Bob at Christmas Eve years and years and years ago talking about the mystery of God coming himself as a baby. The title of this message was the only one I remember was what's more approachable than a baby?
Mm.
That Jesus came approachable for us. It's a gift for us. So I really see here, and I really think as I look at this picture that I want to make sure that it's not this event of an orgy of gifts, that we make sure we know where we're going and we decide ahead of time. You know, every morning while we're at the breakfast table, we're going to talk about one area of the gospel presentation of the birth of Jesus, the Bethlehem journey, and really absolutely pound it home. I think that's part of it. The spiritual part is very, very important, and we could push it off, and surely we'll go to church on Christmas, whichever one it is. When this year it's perfect, it's the day after.
Right.
Surely we'll go because pastor will tell it. My kids will finally get to know it. It's not his job to teach that lesson. It is my job. So there's a balance. Now, on the flip side, for the Barnes household anyway, we did not shut everything down. We did not say no tree, no gifts. We were a little more methodical about it, but we did give some gifts. But what I had to learn to do was to back off on how elaborate and over the top the gifts were. And we had to accept the challenge that the biggest gift we will give every year is a gift to Jesus. It's his birthday. How bizarre that we show up for gifts for everybody but him. And as a family, we kind of had to make that decision. So I think there's some philosophical things you've got to arrive at first.
And then connecting the dots. Now, you say the biggest gift that you gave was to Jesus. What does that mean?
Well, one year was a set of tires for a widow.
Okay.
Most years, because this is just me, it's a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Helping out a single mom financially. It's just different things where we talk about it as a family. We come to some whatever. Another year was a missionary family that was home on furlough with their two little kids. And it just so happened their kids were the same age as my kids. And we went shopping and bought gifts and helped them a little bit financially with the meal and stuff like that. Whatever, thinking through that it's a give. See, there's an opportunity here at Christmas, and there's a dark negative opportunity, and that is to miss it altogether and make my children feel it's better to get than give.
Mm-hmm.
It is more better to receive than give. The scripture doesn't paint that. Scripture says, no, it's more blessed. You get more blessed to give than receive.
Mm-hmm.
But our culture doesn't teach that. That's totally contrary to culture. So let me get this right. I will get a greater pleasure out of giving you this gift than you giving me this gift. There's nothing in my DNA that has raised me, because I'm raised to be very self-centered. And not only am I raised to be self-centered, but our culture doesn't cause me to become an adult. And so we miss it. Now, you get a little bit of it when you have children, how much fun it is to give to your children.
Yeah.
And you really, really, really learn that, because they don't say thank you properly. And you realize why you're doing it.
Right.
So in this whole picture of, wow, it's better to give than receive. But Bob, that has to be taught. Your children have to catch how jacked you get when you give things away and run from the front of that single mom's door who had three kids, and then get back to the car, drive down the street, make the phone call, and tell her to go to her front door and just imagine their little faces and how cool it was.
So you try to make giving also fun for the kids, because I'm just thinking sometimes to connect the dots for them. I posed the question the other day to one of my stepkids. I said, okay, well, how much are we going to give from all the allowance you've saved up?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to give any of it away? And one of the kids said, no, I think this year we're just going to keep it all. So I'm thinking, wow, these are just...
No, but they're kids.
Right, exactly.
Kids. And I don't think anybody's getting these this year on planet Earth, but when somebody gets a Christmas bonus, is their first thought, how much of this can I give away?
Right.
Probably not too many people,
it's
unless
true.
They've been trained and realized something that's overworked but true. You just can't outgive God. It's absolutely astounding what he does in our lives. And it is more blessed to give than receive, Bob, because do you look back and see what I've done in your life, son? I don't want my children to miss that. The American church person has been taught you give from your abundance. You don't give from your core. You give from your abundance. And it was Swindoll that said, tithing is for third world Christians, certainly not for American Christians.
Wow.
He said, you start with a tithe and you work up because you realize you're blessed and you're eating. So I think one of the things that we need to think through is fighting materialism at Christmas. It's not about get. I don't remember what age it was, but it was at some point, and I'm thinking I was 12 or 13, my dad called me into his study. He had an ominous study that we would stand on the other side of his desk, which I own that desk now, which is way cool. It's not as big as I remember it.
Right.
I remember it as being a quarter of a block long, and it's actually not that big. But and he said, I want to prepare you that this Christmas I'm going to give you the best gift I've ever given you. And I was jacked. Really? He said, yes, I'm going to let you buy all the gifts with your own money that you give to family members. And I looked at him, and he's just watching me, and that didn't compute. And it didn't even compute when I had to go do it. Although I bought my mom, and you're not old enough to remember these things that you wore up north. They were these stocking-like feet things that you wore, but it had fake leather bottoms and beads. So it'd be like red wool socks and had a little leather thing that wasn't really leather, Naugahyde on the bottom and beads. And I bought some for my mom, wrapped it with my dad's help, put it under the tree. And Christmas morning, when we had to sit on the stairs till they said we could come And we came, and it's the first morning I remember running to the tree to get that gift, not a gift of mine.
Wow.
Picked it up, almost killed myself giving it to my mom and telling her, Mom, I bought this with my own money. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's something you wear on your feet and you have to stay in the house. And to this day, that's kind of the biggest gift I remember from Christmas.
Wow.
And as I looked back later as an adult, I realized he was right. It was a great gift. He was starting the process of teaching me what a blessing it is, fighting materialism. We're in a culture that's sad because we can't have as much now. We're in a culture that's sad because we have to drive the same car a little longer now. You know, it's interesting. There was a time when it was in my DNA, 100,000 miles, you turn that car in. Mine has 160,000 miles. Wow. And it's even irritating me that it still runs so well. And the whole thing here is we're realizing, wow, is it really that important to get? And Lord, you've given me so much. Why can't I give away? And maybe this whole economy is for us as Christians to wake up. Mm-hmm. And maybe God's waiting for us to wake up to really catch, son, it's more blessed to give than receive. And maybe we need to be taught, but maybe we need to teach our children. I'm not saying blow out Christmas, because nobody would do it anyway.
Right.
I'm not saying no gifts for your kids. I'm saying maybe you ratchet down a little bit on these little cars for four-year-olds that run. They don't even have to pedal them anymore.
My goodness.
Which is ridiculous. I'm saying maybe you get your children, even the younger, the better. But don't expect them at any age to say, oh, awesome, we're going to give stuff away this Christmas. I'm thinking that this is the Christmas maybe that you say, you know, before Christmas, let's clean out some closets and give some toys away that are really good toys still,
right,
but you're not playing with them anymore. Let's learn to give away. You know, this Christmas, let's pool our money. And you know, this Christmas, let me tell you why we're doing this. And then start reading the Christmas story every morning. I think this is the Christmas that we back up a little bit and decide to do some Christmas parenting and decide to do some not be greedy parenting and decide to battle materialism.
I think a lot of us have learned about our approach to materialism because of the economy. A lot of us have had to cut down on expenses and we just have a different approach now. But I think honestly, we would love to just at least deck out for a little while and sort of even live how we did before. And so I think there's a temptation there for Christmas too. Okay, at least for Christmas, let me have this. At least. And so we have to be careful too to fight against our new way of life now. Okay, we've cut down our budget. We really do have to cut down on our Christmas idea also, because or else it's going to hurt us in the end. And is that really the ultimate? Is it about the gifts? Is it about decking out? Or really is it about Jesus? Because if it is, we'd be okay with living by our budget in Christmas time too.
It is about Jesus. And I think we should look at some of the things we do, but some of the things we can do don't cost any money. Every single year, we had a Saturday before Christmas where we made ornaments. And my children, I mean, they're homemade ornaments. And my children made two of each year, they made two. And the reason they made two is one, we put in our box of ornaments. The others, we put in a shoebox that became two shoeboxes eventually for each of them. So if Tori made two, these little styrofoam ball things that she made, one in our box, one in hers, so that when she got married, we handed her her childhood ornaments to kind of begin the tradition of that. That doesn't cost money. That just costs time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wrapping a bunch of funny lights around a railing doesn't cost money. It costs time. And so I think thinking through what's really the fun things and what are really the fun traditions, because I think traditions are important to have. And I think in the process, making it a tradition that you're going to read a Christmas story every single morning between now and Christmas from this point on. I don't want my children to get distracted. I don't want them to conform to the pattern of this culture. I want to make sure that I'm pointing them in a direction, and I want to make sure that they're not missing that you already got everything there is to get, really. We're going to do some fun things and get some fun things, and we have some fun traditional things we get, but let's make sure we decide that we want to emulate the Magi. They didn't come to give. It says they gave of their treasures. They ended up giving because they were compelled to.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, this week talking about the teaching, the gift of giving. And so we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more on this topic as we're approaching Christmas. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the resources available there, a lot of them about parenting, you can go online to shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. That's shfm.org. And to hear this broadcast again, maybe you want to share it with a friend. and read the corresponding blog that takes this topic a little further, you can go online to parentingtoday.org, where you can pose questions, comments as well. Parentingtoday.org. We'll see you here at the same time tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.